My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner. She is president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. We want to get her analysis as Donald Trump has gotten more detailed in his healthcare reform plan. He came under heavy criticism in the previous Republican debate from Senator Marco Rubio for only talking about lines around the states, but he now has a 7-point plan, and Grace Marie is here to offer her thoughts on some of that. And Grace Marie, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, always a pleasure.
7-point plan. Number one, completely repeal Obamacare. Then he goes to point number two, which is modify existing law that inhibits the sale of health insurance across state lines. So those are the two positions we knew he already had. Then he would allow individuals to deduct health insurance premium payments from their tax returns. He would also champion health savings accounts, require price transparency from healthcare providers, block grant Medicaid to the states, and remove barriers to entry into free markets for drug providers. So obviously there's a lot there, but overall, what kind of approach do you think he's taking to this issue?
Actually, many of the pillars of his plan are very familiar to free market advocates. The giving people health and purchasing their premiums through tax breaks is important. Price transparency, block granting Medicaid to the states so states can have more control over spending Medicaid dollars without jumping through so many of Washington's hoops and following so much of its red tape. So there are a lot of very responsible policy positions in here. There will be and already is some controversy about a couple of points, particularly whether or not you have a tax deduction or a tax credit to support people's purchase of health insurance. The problem with a deduction, which is what he is advocating, is that it's worth very little to people at the bottom end of the income scale. If you are in the 10% tax bracket and you just basically get a 10% cut in your premium, that's very regressive because somebody who's in the 40 to 50% tax bracket, both counting federal income taxes and state and payroll taxes, they may get a tax cut of 50% of the cost of their premium. So one of the reasons that most of us in the free market policy community and most of the other candidates have opted for a tax credit rather than a tax deduction is because a credit really can help those at the lower end of the income scale who most need help in purchasing health insurance. Otherwise, it's very regressive, and I think he's likely to be challenged that this is going to mostly help people in upper income categories and provide very little help for those in lower income categories. So I think that's really that's something that he may need to rethink. But I do have to say, Greg, that I was pleased to see that there was some substance in this plan. It obviously was precipitated, as you said, by the debate, where he really got kind of backed into a corner that he didn't have other ideas. And most of these ideas are pretty solid ideas, but they need to be developed some more.
Grace Marie, you mentioned the important distinction for a couple minutes there. Grace Marie, you laid out the important distinction there between tax deductions and tax credits for folks when they're purchasing health insurance. What about nuance in some of these other key parts of the Trump plan, whether it's purchasing coverage across state lines or health savings accounts or price transparency or removing barriers to entry in the pharmaceutical arena? What are you going to be looking for in terms of the fine print here?
One of the other things he's going to get criticized about is basically he's calling for price controls on prescription drugs. He's been very much of a populist. Drug prices are too high. If we let people import drugs from abroad, we can save, or let the government negotiate price controls, prices for prescription drugs. He said we can save $300 billion a year. That's absolutely not true. And basically what he's advocating with those two policies is importing price controls on prescription drugs. There is a reason that the United States is the leader in the development and an introduction of new drugs into the market. It's because we don't have price controls. If we do, and we basically dry up the research budgets like so many other European and other developed countries have done, then we will not have the new drugs of tomorrow. So this is a very destructive proposal that would really reduce progress in bringing the new drugs to market that we desperately need. There are lots of better ways to do this than price controls on prescription drugs, which is really what he's advocating when he talks about importation from abroad and government-negotiated price controls. Government doesn't negotiate. It dictates prices.
Grace Marie, I know you've got to jump on a plane. So last question. We've obviously talked about Trump before. We talked shortly after the first debate when he said he didn't want government-run health care or single payer in the United States, although he said it worked fairly well in Canada and Scotland. And, of course, about 15, 16 years ago, he was more warm to the idea here in the United States. Now that you see this 7-point plan and where he's coming at this issue from, does it give you more confidence? Do you feel like he's responding more to what people actually want? How do you read the change here?
Well, I think this is a responsible start for a market-based health plan. But what does worry me, Greg, is that in the past he really has been all over the map, you know, for everything from supporting an individual mandate to now saying that he doesn't support the individual mandate. Everything from talking, as you said, about single payer to talking about free markets and health savings accounts. So the question is, does he really have ownership of this plan, or is this something his campaign put out to get him out of the corner that he was in? What really matters is whether there's going to be some consistency in allowing this to become the basis for what could be a credible health reform plan.
Grace Marie, we'll let you get on board. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg.
Grace Marie Turner is president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.